new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Welcome back to another Instant Reaction podcast. Through the smoke, Miami Hurricanes football and recruiting on the 24/7 Sports Network. The Miami Hurricanes beat Central Connecticut State 69-0, Gabby. So we're going to give our quick initial thoughts here on the game. Let's not bury the lead. Let's talk about the quarterbacks, right? I think by the way Miami used both guys, basically alternating series for the most part, back and forth. Tyler Van Dyke getting the start, Jake Garcia going in on the second drive, I believe the second drive, and pretty much alternating from there. I think the coaching staff is telling us that they like both guys. But I do think it's fair to say Tyler, in terms of it being, like, if we're viewing this as a quarterback competition for the starting job, whether that's in this immediate season, which could be the case, or in the future, I think both quarterbacks played well. But I think it's fair to say round one goes to Tyler Van Dyke. What do you think, Gabby?
Yeah, I would probably give Tyler Van Dyke a slight edge right now. I think both guys played well enough, but to me it just feels like there might just be a little bit more trust in Tyler Van Dyke. And the way he sort of spun it today, I thought he showed a lot of really good things. So, I mean, I thought Jake showed some really good things too. But, I mean, I think if you're trying to figure out who's going to play on Thursday, I'm sure we'll get there. But, you know, I think Tyler Van Dyke would probably get the nod from Rhett Lashley at this point.
Yeah, it seemed like Jake needed some time to maybe settle into the game. I feel like Tyler's ball placement was a little more on point. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was getting the ball out a little quicker with his decision-making than Jake. But I do think it's fair to say, I think Jake got rolling in the second half. Once he got kind of comfortable, we saw him with the awesome touchdown reception. I mean, it was more so a catch by Romello than a throw by, but still, Jake gets credit for putting that ball out there and putting his trust in Romello. It's going to be interesting to see how this quarterback competition shakes out. I guess let's just get into it here. De'Aaron King, he was at the game. His shoulder / arm, I don't know. It's clearly not in a good spot right now. He's still kind of holding it in a way that would indicate he has a serious shoulder issue. At this point, I would be highly surprised if he plays against Virginia. So I would expect, honestly, I would expect to see both Tyler and Jake again against Virginia. I would expect Tyler to get the start, maybe even get a few series before Jake comes in. But I still think both guys will play. So let's go to the wide receivers, who I think behind the quarterbacks were kind of the story of the day. Each one of the three freshmen made plays, right? Which is what you ask for in these type of games. When you get on the field, make a play. Romello Brinson, I mean, that's going to be the catch of the year. Miami's not going to have a better catch than that. In my opinion, it's the most impressive catch we've seen just off the top of my head since, like, Amon Richards was kind of making impressive snags like that. It was a 50-50 ball. If we're being real, it was like a 90-10 ball.
Yeah.
And Romello found a way to come down with it. Hopefully, now he gets more reps moving forward. It was already trending that way, but hopefully he gets even more reps. Breshard Smith, I like the way they used him from a creative standpoint. They used him horizontally, right? His touchdown, you know, they just flipped the ball out to him real quick, hit the sideline and go. You saw his explosive speed we've been talking about with him for a while now. He also lined up a little bit at running back.
Yeah.
You notice that? And then Jacoby George, you know, deep post, went out and got it. Jake Garcia laid it out there for him, scored a touchdown. So all three freshmen made plays, which is exactly what you want. I think this performance should start to earn the trust of the coaching staff that maybe they can put them in real games more moving forward. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think all three of those guys, I mean, mostly probably Romelo and Brashard, I think they definitely earned themselves some more playing time. Again, also putting into perspective the opponent and who you're playing against. But man, I think Romelo Brinson's a big time player. You know, I think he has that potential to make that sort of big time play. You know, he's a guy that came in over the summer. He's still growing physically and all that stuff, but it just seems like he's just such a natural ball catcher, and just his ability to make those big plays, I think, really popped off today. Brashard, man, I just think Brashard's an awesome football player. Like, that's what I consider him, a football player. David, you said he lined up at running back today, lined up in the slot. They're going to use him a lot of different ways. I think it's more of just put the ball in his hands and, you know, he's going to do something good with it. I just think he's that type of dude. So I was super encouraged about what I saw out of both of those guys in this one. And again, Jacoby George, maybe he might be a little bit behind the three. We saw him return a punt, so maybe that's something that we can see from him in the future. You know, obviously looked really smooth on that deep post, and Jake Garcia with a strike there. So, you know, I think all three of those guys absolutely flashed. But I mean, I'm really excited about what Romelo Brinson and Brashard Smith can do.
Yeah, Romelo definitely has star potential. I think, too, it's worth pointing out, clearly on that first drive, seemed like they wanted to get Mike Harley going, too, which they did. They got him the ball plenty, got that confidence up, hopefully, and that carries over into the Virginia game. Transition to running back, they definitely got Cam Harris going, too, 10 for 100. I believe he also had a big play, big touchdown on a little screen pass. Yeah. And look, Cam has his faults, but he's also very explosive when you give him a lane. Give him a lane, whether that's a quick pass or, you know, very good run blocking, and he can explode and run away from defenses. So that was good to see. Hopefully that carries over. How about the young running backs, Gabby? What did you come away thinking about Cody Brown and Thad Franklin, because both those guys got plenty of work?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I kind of liked what I saw out of Cody Brown. You know, I thought he showed that, you know, he can run downhill. I feel like he showed that he's a physical guy. He's not going to shy away from contact. I thought he showed some good patience. You know, I thought he showed some good vision. I think Thad Franklin, I mean, potentially could be more dangerous, and what I mean is just like he's just a bigger body that just has the potential to just kind of go and just sort of be like that bowling ball type. You know, I think both of them did a lot of really good things. I mean, at one point Thad was averaging over 20 yards per carry. I think he finished with, I think it was, he finished slightly over 12 yards per carry. I think it was 8 carries for 100 yards, so the first of the two to hit that 100 yard mark. But Cody Brown definitely got a lot more looks. I think he finished with 14 carries for close to 80 yards. So, you know, I think both those guys, I think they're a little bit different, but I think they complement each other pretty well. And I thought both of them showed some pretty good things that we can be encouraged about. Don Chaney's out, obviously. You know, Jalen Knighton's coming back in, but I think we've seen that, you know, really Miami's one injury away from one of those guys having to come onto the field. And it feels like Cody Brown might be a little bit ahead of Thad, but I thought Thad showed some really good things on Saturday.
Yeah. My takeaway with them, north-south guys, right? Which Miami kind of needs. I don't know if they have necessarily special acceleration or top-end speed. But Cody does fight through some tackles, fight through contact, picks up yards after contact, which I think is encouraging. I do still think, you know, in my opinion, after seeing them both, you know, I like them both. But I do think right now there is separation between, I would say, Cam Harris, Jalen Knighton, separation from those two compared to the two freshmen, Cody Brown and Thad Franklin. Offensive line, I think the notable thing to touch on there, Jakai Clark starting at center.
Yeah.
You know, I think we expected the offensive line to have their way with Central Connecticut, so that's what happened. Don't know what we can take from that game, but it is worth noting a new starter there. I will say, and I don't think, you know, he's not going to factor into this year at all, but Michael McLaughlin, he got in the game late, and he was getting some nice run push. I think he helped pop a couple of Thad Franklin's long runs. Tight ends were kind of quiet. I think today was more a day about wide receivers, frankly. Defense, you know, we saw Leonard Taylor. I think he got in, what, second quarter, first drive, maybe second quarter. He had a tackle for loss. Miami only had 5 tackles for loss on the game. Leonard Taylor had 1 of them, so I think that's encouraging. And also, Miami only had 1 turnover, and it came from 5-star true freshman James Williams. What was your take on how James played? Because he also got his first start of his career.
Yeah, man, I mean, James is one of those guys that I feel like just kind of like is sort of built for being in primary situations. Like, I thought he thrived off the fact that he was starting. You know, I thought that he was good out there. You know, I never pointed at James Williams and thought like, oh, like, there he goes again. I thought he had a chance to have a second interception. He dropped one earlier in the game that maybe he could have potentially walked away with 2 of them. You know, I thought James Williams played a really good game. I think he's someone that, you know, as the season progresses and as, you know, Miami continues to put that confidence in him, I think his play is only going to elevate. I think he's one of those types of dudes that, again, you know, a rare talent, you know, with his mix of size and speed. Obviously not elite top-end speed, but I think fast enough to be one of those guys. You know, they used him pretty creatively, too. There was a couple 3 safety sets where it was Bubba Bolden, Cameron Kitchens. They would sort of drop James Williams down. I think he could be really valuable in those types of looks, too. So, you know, I thought James Williams had a really good showing for it being his first start. Obviously, came away with the only interception of the day, so that's always good. But, you know, definitely encouraged about, you know, him and his future here.
Another notable thing, too, I think worth bringing up, Sam Brooks.
Yeah.
He returned from his toe deal, so hopefully the tape looks good. I think a lot of guys played, so the tackle numbers aren't exactly high, but I think he was tied for the team lead with like 4 tackles at the end of the day. So that's encouraging that Sam is working his way back into the rotation. Anything else?
We saw Mark Pope play corner, which we sort of talked about on Tuesday that he was sort of making that move.
We saw it happen.
It happened. Who knows if it happens again?
And I think that's pretty much all we need to touch on with the defense. They did their job. Held a team to 0.
Yeah, under 200 yards.
Under 200 yards. So, again, yes, it was an overmatched opponent, but did their job getting the 0. Couple guys out. Gervin Hall suspended. Amari Carter was not suspended, but he was held out of action. I didn't get a chance to ask Manny Diaz after the game what was going on with Amari Carter, but it didn't look like he was dealing with any injuries. Maybe he was just being held out because he's an older guy and doesn't need to play in these types of games. Right. So, anything else we're missing here, Gabby? How about Virginia? I think it's fair to say we both are expecting De'Arik King to not play. Is that fair for you?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
And I think we both expect Tyler Van Dyke to start, correct?
Yeah, I would give the nod to TVD right now.
So, yeah, it'll be an interesting week. It's a short week, of course. You guys know Virginia will be a Thursday night game. So stay locked onto InsideTheU.com as we cover this short week in a big game, quite frankly, as Miami starts their ACC slate. So, as always, till next time, guys, thanks for listening, and take care.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest 3 words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.